Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be talking about the good life as we read and pray through the book of Titus. So let's begin a conversation with Jesus this morning, and then enjoy that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast. This is Travis. Happy Tuesday morning. And I have my Bible open to the book of Titus. I've got my coffee. I'm having a great morning so far. I'm excited to chat with all of you for just a bit. And then together, by the power of the Spirit, we're going to launch off of the text and into a dialogue, an adventure, a journey, a conversational relationship with Jesus. And so the title of the podcast this morning is Stop. Just stop. And it may take us a moment to get to why we've called this podcast Stop, but it is that stop. And here's the reality. There's so much proving and performing and presenting and posturing in our relationship with God and our relationship with each other. And we're worn out by that. We're wearied by that. We're burdened by that. It's like we're proving to God and others that we're enough. We're performing so that someone will say that we're enough. We're presenting this front, this fig leaf, right? What I need other people to think about me, this imposter, this personality, or Paul, I think in the New Testament, calls it the false self, what we're presenting to appear a certain way to God or to others so that we feel like we are enough. So let's just think about that for a moment. How do you do that? How must you be seen by other people? When you walk into a room or when you leave a party, what do you need other people to think or say about you for you to be okay? And the reason why we do this, the reason why we're caught up in this proving and performing thing is because there's this deep belief that we're in some way deficient, we're not enough. And so we need to prove, you know, to perform, to get God and to get others to see us a certain way. And what it does is it creates this wall between us and God. Now, that's an experiential wall because God is right here. He's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. But when we get into proving and performing and posturing, it's like we experience a distance between us and God. And this proving and performing, it creates a distance between us and one another. And there's this lack of closeness or this lack of vulnerability or this lack of connection. And we're like, gosh, I don't feel close, but what's going on? And yet we just kind of stay on the hamster wheel. And it's like we're pushing our relationship with God, pushing our relationship with others. Again, we're worn out. There's proving, there's performing, there's presenting. And I think if we could just take a moment to recognize that is in our lives to some degree or another, this passage we're going to read right now speaks right into that. And so right into that chaos, that being worn out by all we do to prove that we're enough, here is this moment in the book of Titus that is absolutely amazing. It's chapter 3, verse 5. It says, "He saved us, not because of the righteous things that we've done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life." That is one of the visionary moments in the New Testament. It's one of the high points or the crescendos in this little letter that Paul wrote to Titus. It is incredible. He saved us. He did it. He is enough. It's not by our righteousness. It's not by the things that we do. No performing or proving or presenting or posturing or anything else is what saved us or justified us before the presence and the glory of God. It's His mercy. Notice the passage. He saved us. He poured out His Holy Spirit upon us. And then we get this phrase, justified by grace. That word justified is a term that describes the judge slamming the gavel down and declaring someone innocent. But not only that, it's declaring someone part of the family. He did it. He's enough. It's his righteousness, his mercy. He saved us. He's poured out. We've been justified by grace. Now, here's the thing. Most of us know that. We've heard that. But we need to know it. And by the power of the Spirit this morning, I believe God is bringing that truth home to us in a way that we have never known before. This is exactly what Jesus meant when he said, "Come to me, you that are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. You that are proving and performing and presenting and posturing in your relationship with God and in your relationship with others. You're on this hamster wheel. You don't know how to get off. And come to me. Because I've done it. It's my righteousness, my mercy. I have saved you." And so here is why we titled this podcast Stop, because that's exactly what we need to do. We need to stop. We need to drop the front, the fig leaf, the imposter, the personality, the false self. We need to stop proving and performing. We need to stop. And we might respond, "Well, wait a minute. When I really know that I'm enough and justified by God's grace, then I'll stop." But the reality is we need to stop now. We need to just take a moment and take inventory of how we're proving, you know, to God and to others. We need to think for just a moment how we need to present to other people. Do we need to be perfect or right or wise or spiritual or accomplished or stoic or the best or unaffected or in control? I may not have named yours, but what is it? What do we need people to think about us when we walk into a room or when we leave a party? How must we be seen in order to be okay? We need to let that fall. We need to stop that. How long do we need to stop it or let it fall? Long enough for us to see it for what it is, a front. Long enough for us to be able to, if you will, in nakedness and vulnerability, to experience the justification by grace through faith alone. His righteousness, he is enough. He did it. It's his mercy. Long enough to experience what God wants us to experience. And I don't want to say this, and I need to land the plane for this podcast. So this might be a whole nother podcast, but I'm just going to say it. God will eventually bring our front, our fig leaf, our imposter down because it's keeping us from being loved by Him. It's keeping us from being free in relationship with Him and with others. We're working too hard to be enough, and God loves us too much to leave us there. So let's, by the power of the Spirit, stop it because of God's grace. Let's have a conversation with Jesus this morning that goes along the lines of, "God, what am I presenting? How am I performing? How do I need to be seen? How do I need to be perceived in order to be okay?" And let's drop that front. Let's drop that fig leaf. Let's drop that personality, that false self, long enough to where the grace of God poured out generously in Christ can just flood in. And this will transform our relationship with Jesus. And it will transform our relationship with each other, because when we're not presenting and performing and, you know, posturing and everything else, there's this closeness, this connection, this intimacy. It's intoxicating. And so Jesus says, "Come to me, and I will give you rest." So let's come to him, and let's allow him to define what rest looks like, and let's enjoy the rest that we have in him, because he's done it throughout the day. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you were blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.